Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
What is this? This is like the 70s.
No, this is 1980, and we are celebrating. Celebrating the decade.
This is 1980. Yeah. I always associated this with the 70s decade. How funny. Yeah, we're celebrating the decades with Channel 8. Channel 8 is doing this cool series where they're looking at Las Vegas through the decades. They've done the 60s, they've done the 70s, and now we've reached the 80s in Las Vegas. How cool is that? And we have, from Channel 8, the host of Good Day on 8 News Now, Alex Backus, is on the phone. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
We're good. Well, first of all, welcome to Las Vegas. You joined the staff at 8 News Now back in August, and it's so good to have you here. How are you loving Las Vegas so far?
I absolutely love it. And can I just say, first of all, I listen to you guys every morning on my break, my very short break. So it's so cool to be with you. And for all your listeners, you guys are the nicest people in person. So thank you for welcoming me. But it has been so fun. And it's been kind of crazy to learn about our history here because it's just changed so fast.
Yeah, the 80s, I was growing up in Denver during the 80s. JC was in Philly during the 80s. Were you even born in the 80s, Alex?
No.
So what was Las Vegas like in the 80s? What are we learning about it?
So Las Vegas in the 80s, and this is what we kind of looked at this morning, it's so interesting because there was some development going on, but it was pretty slow overall. Steve Wynn came up with this idea of building these mega resorts, and so he started developing the Mirage, which opened in 89, and that just kind of set off all these mega resorts we have today. And so you have that going on, and then we also looked at the development, Green Valley being developed, and then Summerlin starting. So I feel like it was kind of this transition point between the old Vegas and the new Vegas, and it was a really exciting decade. And then, you know, on top of that, you have all the great music. So there's that too.
Wouldn't it be great to be able to go back, time machine, into the 80s, and when they say, hey, we're going to develop this land in Summerlin and Green Valley, but like, hey, you know what, I'll buy a couple acres. I'll buy some land out there.
I'm going to buy that plot over there.
That plot over there that's selling for pennies right now, that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars right now currently.
If only we knew.
I know.
Yeah, darn it.
Now, you brought up music. I got to know, Alex, we want to talk about some of the music from the 80s. If you had to pick like the song that reminds you of the 80s or that you love the most from the 80s, what would that song be?
I love the song Take On Me by A-ha. But then you have Madonna and you have Michael Jackson and you have Whitney Houston. So I don't know. I mean, what do you guys like? There's so much.
Well, I want to hear Take On Me.
Yeah, let's hit some A-ha right here.
Wasn't that one of the most popular videos of the 80s also?
It was cutting edge. That was the video that was all, it wasn't all etchings?
Yeah.
The guy was drawing, it was all pencil art.
Okay, Alex, see if you know this one. This is one that I like. This is one of my personal favorites from the 80s. Let's play it and see if you guys remember it.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, How Will I Know.
Oh, I love it.
Whitney Houston was the first concert I ever went to. And my dad had to take me and my friends. It was very exciting. Got a new outfit. He sat three rows behind us and we're all
and
like,
watched you guys.
It was very exciting.
Let me hit you with one of my songs from the 80s.
Okay.
Because when I think 80s, this one is late 80s and I think of hair bands and I think of Poison and this classic from Poison.
Every rose has its thorn.
This is when JC got dumped by his girlfriend, Alex.
Oh, JC.
I think this song was playing the first time I ever kissed a girl. Her name was Barb.
Barb?
Barb.
Oh, I just picture Stranger Things Barb.
They could be twins. This song was like number... Go ahead, Alex.
I feel like aside from JC's pick, doesn't every song from the 80s just remind you of happiness and just the biggest hair and the leg warmers?
Yes!
Yes.
Having fun.
Exactly. Another song that got me loving hip-hop so much was this one. This is where hip-hop kind of started for me. I loved Run DMC. My dad was like, what is this rap music? Why are you listening to this? I loved Run DMC.
This song from the 80s jumps out to me. This one right here. Don't stop believing.
It's so big. It had a resurgence, too.
And it's so funny. This song, I was doing some research, and it peaked at number 9 in the 80s, but then when Glee redid it in the early 2000s, the mid-2000s, is when it really took off again.
I think we should quiz Alex on some commercials from the 80s. Let's see if... let's see how good you are with your 80s commercials, okay? We'll play a commercial
for
you.
Your expectations are low.
No, we have faith.
Try to guess the commercial, okay? Why don't we just play one randomly here?
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Do you know that one?
I'm having a hard time hearing it. Is it like a dog food commercial?
Oh, no. Let me, it's.
I can't hear it, girl.
It's where's the beef?
Oh, no.
Wendy's, do you remember? No, she doesn't remember. But there was that big Wendy's where's the beef. That was a huge one from the
80s. Okay.
Hey, let's do this. Let's bounce over. I'm going to play a movie score.
Okay.
And you tell me what the movie is, Alex, okay? Let's start with this. I think this is... We'll start with an easy one.
Is that from the 80s? Oh, my gosh. That's Jurassic Park.
No.
But it sounds very similar to it. I can see why you would say that.
Wait, what is that?
Indiana Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds...
That's
they're very similar.
Ride. I should know that.
Let me throw another one out. Mercedes or Alex, you, either one of you can try to guess this one.
All right.
This one right here.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
I don't know what that one is either.
He likes to phone home.
Oh, E.T.
E.T.
Such a sweet movie. Oh my gosh. We love that you guys are doing this, celebrating the decades, the 80s with Alex on this one. So give us the details on this. Is this happening? When is this happening?
So we're showing the stories. It's in the morning show. So from 4 to 7, and then tonight again at 6 o'clock on Channel 8. So join us. And you know what else is crazy is we look at the numbers of how many visitors were here during that time and how many, you know, the average room in the 80s, it was like $40 a night. Isn't that crazy? And, you know, compared to now. So just different, you know, fun facts like that and just how much the city's changed.
We got to ask them, like, can we get the 80s discount price for the rooms? Alex, you're awesome. Welcome to Las Vegas. We love having you in this community, and we can't wait to see the show. We're going to watch it tonight. We obviously had to miss it this morning, but check it out on Channel 8 tonight. And then next week, we're going to have your coworker on our show, right?
Yes, Miss Sherry Swens, and she's looking at the 90s. So
Now we're getting a good wheelhouse here. Yeah, awesome.
90s are like our jam. Yeah. That's going to be good. So
thank you so much, Alex.
Great to talk to you. Yeah, make sure you check it out tonight, Channel 8. That's good. I love hearing those scores and stuff.
All right, let's hit a couple more here
real fast. Do you have some more?
Yeah, this one here.
I don't know.
The Goonies.
Oh my gosh, these are really hard.
You know this one.
Oh, course.
Or Batman.
Is it Batman?
It's Batman.
I thought it was Star Wars. Apparently, I'm terrible at movie score. Oh, I know this one. It's Top Gun. I got this one.
And you and I both have.
I wasn't allowed to see some of these movies.
Let's. We have two more songs to hit. I know, because I'll hit your last song that you put in for the 80s. Here
okay.
we go.
I love Depeche Mode. Jesus. I went through that like. I'm a fan of Depeche Mode.
Lead singer of Depeche Mode.
Dave Gahan.
Still alive?
Yeah. I believe. Please let me be right on that.
Yeah, they you know what they are, because they just came. They just did a reunion tour not too long ago.
Okay.
Still alive.
Man, I hate when you do that to me. I'm like, I don't
still
know.
Alive.
He's 57 years old. Yes,
yeah,
he's
still going. Can you? Can you guess what my favorite song from the 80s is, though?
I'm going to say it's by U2, and I'm going to say it's off of the Joshua Tree album, and it's Where the Streets Have No Name.
Oh, close.
I should have known. Cyndi Lauper, you loved her. You and Cyndi Lauper, you really were. Did you have a crush on her?
I just, for some reason, that's a song that really just takes me back.
Really?
Yeah, it takes me back to the 80s.
That was fun. Yeah, we'll talk 90s with Sherry next Thursday.
And Channel 8's doing a cool thing on through social media. It's called 8 and 80, where they hit you with 8 trivia questions from the decade. You have 80 seconds to answer them. They have the 60s posted. They've got the 70s posted. I'm waiting for the 80s to pop up, but that'll be fun trivia to do.
That's cool. Yeah. I like doing that flashback kind of stuff. I love it.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.